Is that what I think it is?
Kum Lenin, a murder. Mem Amar Aleph.
Robbery will get you everywhere.
Mem Amar Aleph. We're up to the bottom of the page. There's different dinim about. And the bottom line is you can only write a shtar without asking if it benefits that person. If it doesn't benefit that person in any way, it's detrimental, then you have no right to write it unless he instructs you to. So the Gemara writes, Rabba, but Rabbi Yisid were four lines in the bottom. Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Both Rabba and Rabbi Yisid, Amit Tavayu leKasvinan Meidom. We do not write a Meidom. Meidom, we said before, is somebody selling a property. Somebody is giving something away, and he's saying that I was forced into it. I'm selling a property. I was forced into it. And I want you to know that even though I'm going through the motions of writing a shtar, it's not worth anything. We will not write a medor.
He doesn't really mean it.
But I'm writing it later. I have no choice, but I don't mean it. Yeah. A mandalay tzai is din. Only if the person that he's accusing of forcing him is someone that would not obey a psak of a din taita. But if the person is a tzai is din, he listens to din taita, then why do you shtar medor? Tell the guy, if you think he's forcing you, go to din taita. Comes along a bai v'rava. They're two favorite students. The Abri, they say, Tavaya, both said, Afilu alive alecha. Even if we're the ones who are being accused of forcing him, and we're definitely people who listen to Din Torah, nevertheless, you can write a Shtar Medor. We disagree with our Rebbes. Rashbam, the bar on the page, a man of Letzai Sadina, Sarbin, somebody, a refusnik. Bedin, the Itai Dina, because if he will listen to Torah, Lema Le Loyanisa, let him say that he wasn't forced, because he can't, his Lach, Amai Loy Tavat, Le Bedina, just take Din Torah. I feel live alecha. That's I seen. We listen to the entire Israel lichter, but lein emadol. You can write the zimnin the ain bezna mezumin miyad. Maybe you cannot find a bezna that you want to protect yourself.
Yeah, but a bayan alav won't be the guys that force somebody to.
I'm saying you give an example, yeah.
Yeah.
You will write. Amri nehadoy nehadoy. He said, "Kol meidom in the meidom, you have to write the leikos of bay. In the meidom, you have to write." Anan Yadina, we know Bay, but into the Planya, the Edim have to say that not only we are signing Medor, but they have to say we know for a fact. They have to say we know for a fact what the oinus is of that person. Because they're all right that Lav Medor. Otherwise, it's not a Medor, because the guy told us he was forced. We need to know the facts, the circumstances. We know that for that he is mamish forced. We know, recognize the oinus. He didn't write that. Elas tama kosu plainly amalonu shenem nenes is not worth anything. There's three possibilities. Either he's giving a get to his wife against his will, so he's writing a moedah beforehand. That is why today, before you give a get, you always say you're canceling all your moedahs, just in case you ever put something out. Or I'm giving him a ton and I'm giving him a dub beforehand to witness saying, you know, I'm giving him a ton but I don't want to. Or I sell a property. I sell a property and I tell the agent beforehand, I really don't want to sell, I'm being forced into it, so I'm being made some dough that it's not a real sale. So which of these cases are we talking about when you say that the agent need to know the circumstances? Moidor demai, what are we talking about? Either gita, uda matanta. We're talking about a get or a matana that the man is giving a get or a matana, and he's telling the witnesses that I was forced into it. The witnesses don't have to know what the get. And it says gili milzabalmihi. If the guy does not want to give a matana, then why is he giving a matana? Don't give it. Nobody can force you to give a matana. What does I mean? So therefore. What do you call it? Or in the case of so if he tells him that, then something must be wrong. In Gilim Mils Obama, we can know that something must be wrong. Obviously, there is some kind of an oinus here. Same thing a get. You're giving a get. Why are you giving a get? You don't want to give a get. Don't give a get. So why is he giving a get if you don't want it? Must be he's forced. So that what he's doing right now, because if he doesn't want to give it, then don't give it. Don't give him a ton. Don't give him a get.
So if he's saying that he's forced, then how can it be a get? How can you?
That's why you give him. That's why when he says Maidah, you don't have to tell the agent the circumstances. It's very obvious from what's happening here that you were forced into it. Because if you wanted to, if you didn't want to do it, then why are you doing it? What are you talking to us for? So Gilim is about me. It's obvious that he's telling the truth. What do we need to know the circumstances? Navas be edis. He must be a sale. We'll soon see there's a problem with that as well. Let's do Rashbam. Why? Because Gilui Milsa Baalmahi claimed had been many other you laid that ain't every people can know the owner is a key for the Makabal Mamma Matana over gets that she's and he doesn't receive any back from the ghetto from the Matana, he's just doing it on his own. E me so the Nichola Lisa Medaita, because if it's true that he wanted to give it willingly, Lama Limsa Mado, why give Madovi, Lenichola Litan, if he doesn't want to give it, Lama, why is he giving it all? Lama Litan get the Matana, Elevada, surely Nen is beget of Matana, so surely it's obvious from the circumstances that he was forced into it. Hilchach Ein Tzorich Lefadish Einzai, why does the Adam have to know exactly what the owner says? Like Dami Lizavini, you cannot compare it to a sale. The Hossam Tzorich Lefadish didn't make sense, you have to be Moisim Adah, because the Klameima, Stam Moichaloi Batoin and Moichal, Mashuchsar Mois. Generally speaking, so interesting thing. Why, when you make a sale, do you need a Madah? The same thing. If I don't want to sell, I won't sell. And if I'm selling and I'm telling you, obviously I'm forced into it. So what do I have to give you details? No. There's another option, another possibility. Maybe the meichid is hard pressed for money. He needs $1,000 right now. We're housing $1,000. So he thinks like this, I'll sell the property. I'll make up his bubba mice that I was forced into it. I won't take him to a bezdin for another month or two. During a month or two, I plan to pay my debts. And I plan to make some money, create some money is coming in. And I'll use this guy's $1,000 for nothing. So there, the agent have to know if he's telling the truth or he's making a bab maisa. There, it makes sense. There's another option. It's only a ruse.
If he's short of money and he's selling it,
But he wants to feel back in a month. How can he get the field back in a month?
If he makes a tine,
he'll make a tine in a month. Now the maisa dog, here's my dog, give back my money, and by then I made back $1,000 from somewhere else, and he'll take it back. I just need a bridging gap. Bridging loan.
So the purchase is forced to give it back?
100, because I'm wasting my door. I told the agent that it was never real. It was a sham. So then, that's what Moshe Mador does. Moshe Mador, I was forced into it, and therefore the sale is not a sale. Whenever he takes the bezin, the whole sale unravels.
It's never valid. Yeah. Yeah. Can I understand if for the Moshe, if you got a
if he doesn't tell the Edom the owner, he'll make up a story of an owner. That's why the Edom need to know. And if they find out, this is the reason they won't sign it. Obviously, that's why they need to know, because there's a possibility the guy is conning them. Tomorrow I'll have some money, I'll produce this I'll get my property back. I'll pay him back the money. Over here, but does that make sense? So by sale it makes sense. Why the agent need to know? Because there's another option. But by maton and by get, if I'm not interested in giving maton, don't give it. Nobody's forced you to give it. I don't need it. I'm not getting any money that you can say that maybe I'm doing it in order to get money. There's no money involved or anything. Nothing happens here. If he does it willingly, why write him a dog? Lo yitin get, and v'lo yitin mit mado. If you don't want to give the get, then don't give it. Don't write him a dog. You don't want to give, don't give him a ton, and don't write him a dog. Elavadi onusu, he must be forced. So what do you need? You need to know the details, the circumstances themselves tell us that it was forced. That's why today, by the way, there's a tekan by Gittin. You don't write a get. Actually, yevat la bal kol my doyz shemasad. Before you give a get, you have to say, I'm a vatal all my doors if I put out any of my doors, so that he cannot come back
can't
later.
Use that excuse later.
That's right. No, he wants to taunt his wife. He's doing it. Doesn't hurt him more. She thinks she has a get, and 5 minutes later,
I'll pull it out of her hand.
The kachum of footage be'echim pedigoyim my mishkali alai. Amar Rav Sheis Rosh Chodesh says, "Hi, man, the mosar mado agita." Rav Sheis says, "Hi, man, the mosar mado agita." If somebody produces a mado on a get, mado, his mado is valid. Everyone knows a mado is valid. That he was forced, and then he agreed. He said, "Roitzani." So the chiddush is, let's say he didn't want to give a get, and kofet. He said, "Roitzani." We would have thought that even if he wrote a moedah before, when he said "Roitzani," what is that in itself tantamount to me a vatal is moedah? So we would have thought. Kamashlon, the Omari has to clearly say, "But I'll tell you, he has to say, I'm a vatal my moedahs." The aimer, let's say, kiva the artsy botley. And we would think that as soon as you agreed, you don't have to spell it out. He has to clearly say that I'm a vatlit, and giving it is not good enough. When is a meidah valid meidah? Only if he was coerced into it. Let's say he wasn't cursed with it. Let's say he writes the Shtar Meidah, and this is what he writes. I want that the transaction I'm about to do should not be a transaction. But I don't write because I was forced into it. I just write, I want it in Mevatel, that you cannot do. Ain't the bitl. The kivin leinenet kalf, you weren't forced in it. Anan sadi de gomma beliba b'shaz maisel, as a gomer, the time he made a gomer. V'loi mahani be bitl le koinik siva. Elegin bitl achak siva. What does it mean, a bitle achak siva? So he's saying it doesn't help. If you just, it's not good unless it's, why? Because we believe that when you gave her this get, or whenever you gave her, whatever it is, you meant it b'shas maisa. And you just wrote that in case afterwards you don't like them anymore, you can pull it out. So you want to change, you really change your mind, not now when you wrote it, you're just protecting yourself that in case tomorrow I'll change my mind, I have a document that I can unravel the whole thing. So therefore, that is not valid. But if it was an honors, then we know that even Shas Maisi he didn't mean it. So therefore, it's bottom. Yeah, but that's after
you.
But once you wrote a Meidah at the right time, at the right way, then saying Lo Yitzani is not good enough. He has to mevatel. If he's not mevatel, since at the time he wrote Meidah, at that time he didn't want to give the get. So therefore, it's mevatel. Here he's writing it. He says, I don't want to be get without any reason. He's writing it not because he doesn't want to give a get. He wants to. Just, but tomorrow he might cool down. So I want to make sure I have protection. If I you know I want to get back to her, I have my the glimus b'amu. He says the Rashbam claim die lana b'glimus b'amu. It's enough. The lechayshin. I'm not worried. He's got a mil so light. The svari pashas. The honest is honest. Back to the Gemara. So the only possibility is a sale, but it's not so posh. Why? But Amar Rava, Rava said, back to Gemara, Eidus Vini, say, Amar Rava said, like Kasvina and Moido Asvini, we do not write Moidos on a sale. We don't write Moidos on a sale.
What Rava and Abai answered to Rav Yosef and Rava.
No,
even for us.
Yeah.
Even for us, we have to write.
You soon see that there are exceptions, you're right. The Rav himself said the exception. Now, why don't you write for a sale? Why not? Because later on the Gemara, we're going to learn that if since I'm receiving money, that if somebody forced you to sell a property, the sale is actually a valid sale.
You
give you money. Why? Because we say that since you received the money, you're now happy, you agreed to the sale. Yeah, but now that I received something in its place. So therefore, I'm saying to myself, that's the halacha, that since you received something in this place, we're saying that you now reluctantly accepted that this is a sale. Let's do it as
wrong. It's a little bit like what the Rambam says, that we may beat the guy up to give a get.
But that's because of the Shama, this is because of money. so it's different. Rashbam.
That is the bottom line.
That is the bottom line, yes. Whoa. Wait till you get the Mechess. Now you got to come every day.
Serious business.
Rashbam. You know where we had it? How would think the Torah was given to us?
Forced into it.
He just picked up a mountain and he says, either you follow or...
That's
different.
That's the Chosn Kala. We say that Matan Torah was the Chosn.
That's you're saying the Poshet Pshat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yadal of... It's Adrusalele, yep.
That was Hashem's doing, but human beings...
Yeah, but hang on, Yehuda. Even Hashem forcing us, we have a valid argument against it. And the only time we have a valid argument is on that is in Purim.
What's the reason? About 8 lines in the white line. What's the reason? Should I mean like have a period give me say later on? If somebody forced you to sell, the sale is a proper sale. If I force you to sell one of your fields, who beat it ma'at me achem and mocha. So the Rashbam comes along and qualifies it. We'll see later in the Gemara that you have 10 fields and I say, sell me one of your fields, and then you go ahead and choose it. The fact that you chose it means that you tacitly accepted that this is going to be a valid sale. because you chose it, some input on your part. But if I tell you clearly, this is the field, and I force you, perhaps it's not a sale.
In both cases, you know, I'm going to say.
So he's saying,
so
Rashbam, we'll see tomorrow later. If I say this field, you must sell to me, even though you get money, it's not a sale. Hilchah like kasvin and meidah. We don't write meidah. Why? If it's this field, haloi havis vinas vinas, not a fee, it's not a sale. V'lo tzarich meidah. He doesn't even have to bring meidah. Eli yavi edim shon. So he brings edim that he was forced v'tivatul shtar mechidah b'lo shem meidah, and the whole thing falls apart. You don't need a meidah. Meidah won't help because the sale is a valid sale. Nobody forced himself this field. You selected this field. Such a kind of meidah is possible. The meidah, since you chose the field, you chose it, it was an oinus. We'll see later. Rav Huna says later on that it's always in the sale. He holds tluya v'zavin zvina zvina. Even if I say sadazu, so then obviously he doesn't hold the Rav Svara. You could write a meidah. Respect to who?
Rav
Huna, okay.
If he's saying that that's a sale, he's siding with the so-called criminal.
He's saying that you accepted it because you got money for it. You did because you got money for it.
You had no choice.
Yeah, true, but once you got once you had no choice, you say, okay, no, I'll use the money and do something with it. You come to terms with it.
Let's go back to this. But it's an acceptance.
Exactly. It's a reluctant acceptance.
Does one assume also that the value that you got is a fair value?
Yeah, we're talking about only for the fair value. We're talking about a sale. Moide Rava Heichi the honors. Rava's Moide, but where you had no choice, then you can write him a dog. Where did you have no choice? Moshe, the following story. The story of the orchard. The Hogab was a person. The Mashkin Pardisa. The Chavre Lashne. And Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. So he gave Shimon a property for 3 years to hold of the Mashkin. Shimon, after he sat in the field for 3 years, Omay turned around to Reuven and said, look, if you sell me the field today, Mutav, fine. But the loy, if you don't sell me the field, you know what I'm going to do? Kavishna l'shtar mashkanta. I am going to conceal the shtar that there's ever a loan in the first place. That you ever gave me the property as a mashkin. And I'm going to claim, amino l'kuchi b'yode. I'm going to claim I bought it from you. And I have a chazaka for the years. And it'll be my field. So you got no choice, my friend. What's he going to do, Reuven, not to protect himself? Now you write a shtar meidah. Okay, I got him the kesvin meidah. And here you must tell the aid in the circumstances because this is not a case of tluya zavina zavina. This is not a case of tluya. This is a case of blackmail.
So when you kill someone,
killing him, I'll give the field.
Bury him in the field.
And the guy let him sit on the land.
I'd let him. He gave him a mashkin. Yeah, security.
Was this all done by shtar?
Not the mashkin part. Yeah, the mashkin has a separate shtar. That on the same shtar as the loan.
And you say with the shtar, the shtar has got a call. So when all this happens, people...
Yeah, but over time, shtaras have forgotten. Over time, shtaras have forgotten.
Sorry?
Over time, shtaras have forgotten.
So when you say shtaras got a call, it's only a limited duration.
When it comes to property, because Bezin also has a record of it. You can do research. If you do research and you do a lot, you're investigating, you're buying a property, you do a lot of research, maybe you can get someone to remind you, as I said before, that the person, if those people who have a vested interest in pursuing a car, they'll eventually find out about it. But over here, it's going to be very hard. Why take the chance? He's scared.
Okay. Ruined it for himself by telling him that because he could have done it. He was there for 3 years.
He was an honest person. He was an honest ganav.
Honest.
He's prepared to pay.
A straightforward
guy. He's an honest lender.
Yeah, but he's prepared to pay, but he's using blackmail, basically.
I'll be the nice guy. I'll pay you.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening.
Here. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay, so in other words, because the line's being repaid by him being there for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he actually wants to get the land. And he wants to pay for it.
Yeah, he brings it up. I'm going to ask an interesting question. Let's do the Rashbam here. Let's go a little bit later. Okay, let's just do the Rashbam. Hi, uvda de pardosa. I know. Hi, uvda de pardosa. It's a nice little bit because it's short. And hi, uvda de pardosa. You see, right in the middle of the wide lines. Peter Mechananel, heyich yodu ha'edim ba'oinu shabal pardos. How do they... The Gemara just said that when it comes to an oinus, the edim need to know the details of the oinus. And they have to verify. How are they going to know the story? How are they going to prove that this guy's telling the truth? They're giving him a meidah. How do they know this is true? Maybe Taki the other guy did buy the field. How do they know? If this whole story happened in front of Edim, then Ein Tzarech Mado. Again, those two Edim will tell, come forward and say, we heard this conversation. We heard the blackmail. We heard our own ears how the Machzik threatened him to conceal the star, and he had no breda. How will the Edom know he's telling the truth? To the top of the pages, they have to know. Ananya Dinan Bey means we know that this is true. How do they know? Unless they were staying in the dinner conversation. If they were there, what do you have to write a star for? So he said, V'kach Pidish. Awesome. This is how Rabbi Chanan learns. Awesome, Morid, the Pardisa Gabe Sadi, the owner of the Pardis, came over to the Edim, Boydi Unu. He notified them, Hani Mili Shiroitz, the Legoizle, Pardis, but then as we tell him, look, this was happening, I know he wants to steal from me. Bomalu, I know Tavarin, the Kamaycha, I'll tell you, well, let's do the following ruse. I will get a man from him in front of you. Vishamu Mene, you can hear from him, the Toyans Vintinella, you can hear, you're not going to hear this blackmail, you can hear, he'll say, he bought it from me. He'll tell me, what happened to China, I bought it from you already. Right? That's what he's going to say. But because he's not dishonest, he's going to tell me later, give him my star. I need a star mechir, right? So, he'll tell me, how can you try and get away? And afterwards, he's going to whisper in my ear. Afterwards, I'll turn around in his ear and I'll say, you know what? I'm no breda. I'm going to sell you the property. That's how I'm going to tell the guy. He'll tell me, so do me a favor, write a star mechida in your house. You're allowed to write a star mechida without the buyer's present, because the moich is hurting himself. Bring it to me discreetly, and I will pay you the money. Remember, he's an honest, dishonest person. This is the guy that lends. Yeah.
And he's holding the field as a master.
And he was sitting in land. And well, he's already repaid.
So what happened was, he brought the Edim, said, you heard what he said. The guy said, I bought the land from you, goodbye. That's what they heard. So that's nothing, right? Then he whispers to this lender, I'm prepared to sell to you. I have no breda, I'm going to sell to you. So the guy said, fine, write the start. I don't want to be there. Okay, I'll give you the street. Write the start and then give it to me. Then this borrower writes the star mechira and he calls in the Edim and he shows them that he's writing a star mechira. So you can see, he says, and now he's contradicting. Why am I writing a star mechira if he bought it right from me 3 years ago? See, look at this. He goes back and tells the Edim, Masha Omala Zelichtel Shtar Mechira. He told him to write Shtar Mechira. The Koidim Shekosov and Mosla Shtar Mechira. And before he gives it over, hands it over, Omala Edim, Atem Shematem, you yourself heard, Shetoran Lekuchi Beyodi Zegim Oshani. Now, yet, Vano Kasavn Lishtar Mechira, Kemosha Mosla Befonov. He told me, gave me instructions, right when I was at Fonov, the Akabal Dom, I'll get my pay now. So, Hashta now, Moisrani Moido. Now, I didn't give him yet the Shtar Mechira. I'm going to give him the Shtar Mechira. I'm going to give you a Moidah. Kamaichu. The Lab Barois Nafshi Mezavin Lahai Padis. You can see, I didn't really want to sell him the property. Elevishim the Kofa B'mashkante. Because you heard yourself how he denied the Mashkin. Because he said he bought it a while ago. U'basir Hachi. And then what's going to happen? So, still, what? Afterwards, Tavani Leladina. I'm going to take him in Taita. And what do you think he's going to do to prove that he bought it? He'll produce the star that I wrote today. To a raya that he bought it. That's what he's going to do. He's going to say, look, I'm Victor. It's my land because I have the Shtar Mechira. Then I'm going to produce the Moidah that I just generated as well. Now, if the lender was smart, if I take it in Toyota, he wouldn't bring out the Shtar. He'll say, what are you talking about? I bought it 5 years ago.
And I have a Chazaka.
But he thinks that having a Shtar is a better case than having the Chazaka. I have to hope that the lender is not so smart. So the lender will produce the Shtar, then I can produce my Midor.
Can I ask you, when he wrote the original Shtar,
what original? Yeah.
That Reuven borrowed money from, and that's why Shimon is
doesn't,
sitting on the land.
No, that's why. It's two separate stories. You don't write on the star the loan, the mashkin.
The mashkin, you don't
never
put on the thing?
No, it's a separate star. No, it's a separate star. Separate.
Isn't that asking for exactly this trouble?
Yeah, but it's not part of the loan. It's a separate transaction. That's payment. This is the loan.
It's not payment. It's a security.
Whatever you call it, but it's not part of the loan.
In case of default. It's so not part of the loan. If Reuven has already repaid the loan, he'll have the star.
Usually a mashkin doesn't have a star. Or if it's a land you're giving him for a long time, you make a separate star, and you say, because the guy can always pay back, and then you get the star back. And the guy won't think, that was there for 3 years before then. Tell you more about it.
It's interesting how many things come up in shows and shows and musicians as well.
Remember, he's only with Chavedim, so therefore a lot of people are Chavedim.
It's interesting that in Chavos HaGadim many cases came like this, and the only Rishonim cases came like this.
Okay, back in Mother, there's no more time to do Rishban. Omer Rav Yehuda Mahay Matanta Temirta. If somebody wrote a matana and he told the Edim, write them in your house, not in public, write them in your house, I want you to consider this a loy magbin and bo, it's not a valid shtar. You cannot use a shtar because maybe after they wrote it, maybe he already gave this field of matana to somebody else, or maybe the reason why I wrote the shtar matana is only to use it to upset another shtar that I'm about to do somebody else a sale or whatever it is, and I want to prove that it was not a valid sale. So I was showing that I wrote a matana before, but I never meant it to be a matana. Because if I meant it, why in the world am I doing it hiddenly, discreetly? What's the secret? What's an example of a concealed matana? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Domalul Asadi told Edim, Zilu go at Moiru, conceal yourself, the Kosvulay, and write the shtar for him. And write the shtar. That's one day. Another view here, Rabbi Yisrael said, not that he told him to hide. With the Edim, give it to me. Yeah. Another version is, didn't tell them to conceal themselves, just he did not tell them to publicly. He didn't tell them sit outside in the market or sit outside and write the shtar. He did not tell them to hide, nor did he tell them to do it in an open way. My bad was killed with two ways. Big difference. He didn't tell them anything. He just told them write. He didn't say hide. According to the first opinion, that only if he said hide, therefore this is not called hiding, and it's a valid shtar matana. According to the other opinion, that he has to tell them clearly, go ahead and write it in the public. Since he didn't, it means it's a hidden shtar. Omar Rav says Rav, but even though it's not a good shtar, but it has some value in what sense? If another guy produces a shtar that he sold me the field a week later, he can produce a shtar matana. The week earlier, I intended to give him matana to somebody else, so bab maisa, I never sold to you. This upsets whatever I did. Yeah. Omra Papa says, it can't be. It doesn't make sense. If it's not a shtar, it's not a shtar. How can it be a half pregnant shtar? If it's not a shtar, then how can you use this shtar to say, oh, since it's going to go over to Levi, therefore my sale, well, afterwards not a sale. But if it's not a good shtar, then how can it upset another shtar? Omra Papa.
So the shtar is in hiding, but and it's not being given to the guys. Who
obviously, not. Obviously not. There was otherwise it's definitely the other guys. But he's saying I prepared it. Amar Rav Papa, heard the Rav. The truth of the matter, Rav never said this. Lab befeder shitmod el mekloimod. It's a story that happened, and we interpreted the Rav's psak, but we interpreted the wrong way. That's why we think that it's a mador of lechavet. What's the story? Well, Gavra, there was a person in the ozel lekedusha itza. Reuven wanted to marry this woman. Amar le, she said to him, you know, you want to marry me? It's only one condition. Yichvil gelt. So this is what we do. Amar le, she said to him, ikosvili kulin nechasech. If you give me over your entire assets, entire estate, I'm happy to marry you. And it's because he gave
is
over.
Is there any other way to marry a Jewish woman?
Exactly, yes, it is.
So instead of giving the dan to the chosn, he's the kallah taking in a dan here.
Exactly. And because he's making this condition, he has no chelik in it even after the marriage, because he's saying, I want it to be mine.
But he doesn't have to finger either.
Yes, he does. Unless she works. She has a revenue.
She doesn't have to work. She's got all his assets.
Yeah, but then becomes Nichtim Maluk. Then he gets it, the produce. But he doesn't own it. He just has the produce. He has to do all the work. All the lifting. Be loy. If you're not prepared to give me all your assets, let me look. I'm not marrying you. Knew the guy's desperate. Ozal, he went. Kosvila Lekula Nichtim. He wrote over the entire estate to her. Comes along, he has a son from a previous marriage. Yeah. But Tainus, who's my Yerusha? He just gave my Yerusha to this woman. This is a machlik that happens all the time. You know, when a man marries later on, and then the first children, they lose the Yerusha, what happens? Asa Brei Kishisha came along, his older son. He's talking in third person. Obviously, you don't think I'm your son. I'm a fremde. So that third person, Ma Tevila, what's going to be with that person? He's destitute. You gave away your entire Yerusha. The guy realizes his mistake. Before he didn't give it over to the woman yet, he just said to the woman, I'm ready to give it over to you. Amalu, he turned around to witnesses, Zilu Atmiru, I want you to hide in this place called wherever that is, Yamina, Rav Yamina, because for lay right her the star that I'm giving an but right the star to my son of Matana or that a Yerusha I'm giving Matana, so then later when my wife I'm going to marry her. And what, 3 or 4 or 5 months after we married, she stuck with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to produce the Shtar Matana that to my son, which took place a week before our marriage, where I gave everything over to my son.
So
I had nothing
to
give her.
I had no nechosim to give her.
Exactly. Good way of starting off a marriage, what?
The love is mutual. She's marrying him just for the money, and he's going
to... he's marrying just for love.
He's married for love, she's married for
That's
the money.
That's right. Also, the Kamei Derav, it looked like he did exactly that. And 6 months later, they're already in Dintayra, Bezl. They came for Rav Omar Lahu. He said, maybe even a little earlier. He says, Loi Mar Kone Veloi Mar Kone. He says, the son wasn't Kone at all. Why? Because it's a hidden, remember we just said before, a hidden document, a hidden Matana is not a Matana. So, and since he told the agent to hide in Ava Yoma, so therefore the Matana is not a Matana. But Veloi Mar Kone, neither is the woman Kone. Now the question is, why is the woman Kone? If the Shtar Matan is not a valid Shtar, and he wrote a proper Shtar that I'm giving, handing everything over to my wife, so why isn't she kind of? So Man de Chazasava, the one who saw it, observed this whole story, thought, the reason like we just said before, that even though the Shtar, a hidden Shtar, is not a good Shtar, but it's good enough to upset, it's like a Shtar Maidah, it could upset a later Shtar.
That I wasn't really intending.
Yeah, it's like good enough to cancel the Shtar he gave to his wife. That's how we interpreted Rava's Pesachia. Man de Chazasava, Meshun Havi Maidah, Lechavata. It can't be, it doesn't make sense. If it's not a shtar, it's not a shtar. How can it be treated as a shtar that it can somehow or another cancel a proper shtar that was written later? Navas. There, the circumstances made it very obvious. The machos oinsa the kosova. The only reason why he wrote the shtar is because of an oinus. Since she doesn't want to marry him unless he gives her the money, he's giving the money. It's not a question of luck. He doesn't want to give the money. He doesn't want to. So he went through the motions here to give his son the whole chachmah because he doesn't want to. So even though we don't have the shtar meidah, the activity itself shows us that he didn't want it. And that's enough. And therefore, it's no...
But the marriage is a marriage?
Yeah, the marriage is a marriage.
But it was based on a
shekel. She didn't make it tonight. Was it tonight?
She
doesn't say anywhere tonight. She just said, before we talk about marriage... I want to show if you love me, give me all your assets. That will be the test.
Now,
did he pass or did he fail the test? I don't know.
for that matana to be effective, what does she have to do? Is the fact that he's saying it is enough? Does she have to
he
do
gives a star. He gives her a star.
Yeah, but hang on, but he gives her the star. That
at the day, the same together with the ring, there's a piece of paper hanging on the ring. And that paper
hang
was a star.
So when he gives her that star.
No.
So there's a hang on, the matana to his son. Sorry.
It was a week before.
But how does the son claim that?
He's not, because it's worthless. The piece of paper is not worth written on, because they're hidden.
The
yeah, but it's not the star matana that's breaking this.
It's the
action what he did and what she did that tells us he never meant it. So therefore, if you write a shtar but you have no intention of what you wrote there, then it's not worth anything. But usually we say, how do we know you have no intention? Pasha, you did. Here we know you didn't. We can see from what happened. The fact that you tried to make a shtar, matan, even though it was useless, that act in itself tells us you never intended to give her the property. You only wanted to marry her, she forced you. So therefore, there's no shtar. Any kinyan needs a kavana. For sure not, because he was a shtar matana. He said a matana tamira is not a matana, a hidden matana. Yeah.
Now what I'm trying to understand is when these people want to do a transaction that's really one sided. How do I even think it's valid? Okay, you write a shtar, but doesn't the other side have to get and make a kinyan or something?
You know, the shtar itself is a kinyan. Shtar is one of the ways of selling property, buying property.
So it was me writing and the other guy
and giving it to you.
Is already a kinyan for the
no, you have to give it over to him.
So writing it and not giving others is meaningless also. So
yeah, but that itself shows us of course it's meaningless, but it's very meaningful because it shows us that you never intended when you're writing it tomorrow, the other star, you have no intention. And that's all we need to know.
I'm actually asked the whole thing about this thing of Rav Yosef. He's saying about do it quietly and stuff, right? So trying to understand, how does the guy even think that writing it quietly is going to be effective matana? If you don't hand it to the guy, then what's the point of writing? And writing secretly?
Oh, you can ask someone to be zeich on his behalf or the agent zeich and all that. Says the Gemara... I will hook over here in our case. My nicha the likne ma, my little nicha the likne. Over here in the normal case, in a normal, in other words, when the Rava says once you have a normal star matana that you write, a hidden matana, the matana is worthless. So if it's matana, the star matana that you wrote hidden is worthless, it cannot upset what you wrote later on. Because what you wrote later on is a proper star. Only in this case over here is different because we know there's an obvious oinus. We ask a question. So going back to this, the two Ikad Amris and Rabbi Yosef, hidden matana, stoma mai. What about you didn't tell them to hide, nor did you tell them to do public? What's the din? It's not a valid star because you didn't tell them to do public. And it is a valid star because you didn't tell them to hide. We are worried. We'll stop here.